My name is David Finley, and I've been married to Jamie for over 28 years.
My name is Calvin Finley. I'm 14 years old, and I am Jamie's son.
And we're just recording this. Mother's Day is coming up in a couple of days, and Calvin and I just want to talk about Jamie and how great she is being a mom to Calvin. So Calvin, tell me a little bit about your childhood and with your mom.
Well, when I was younger, we'd always do stuff together. We would like go out to the park or do activities with other families or go to museums with like special children's exhibits. And it seemed like all the time she would be with me, always doing something. And at night, we would always get together as a family. We would read books together. A lot of times she'd read to me, going through like whole series in a few weeks. And then sometimes she would give me smaller books and I would read to her. So that was very fun.
And so I remember that it was like every night. I can count on one hand, less than one hand, how many times that she didn't read to you or we didn't read to you every night until you were probably 8 or 9 years old. And you really like reading now, right? You enjoy it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And so I think you tell me, you think that's partly part of the reason you like it so much,
mm-hmm.
because you just had that instilled to your young age.
Yeah.
And, you know, your mom has an education background. She's a teacher, and that's one of her big things. She's always said that, you know, reading makes a good foundation for a child. And I think, you know, you're just evidence of that. So, okay. Tell me a memory, favorite memory or memory of your mom.
Well, since she was a teacher and when I was in school, usually our spring breaks or like winter breaks, they would always line up. So whenever we both had off school, like for that 1 or 2 weeks, we would always like binge watch game shows like The Price is Right or Let's Make a Deal. And we just always play the games along with the contestants and we'd have a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah, you had a lot of fun, different game shows. I seem to recall coming home from work and you guys were sitting there on the couch watching game shows. And I'd be like, okay, that sounds like a fun day. But you guys always seemed to have fun doing it. And so that was the cool thing. How has your mom influenced you in your life?
Well, she's made me the person I am today. She instilled good values in me. She was always working hard. And so I took that from her and she taught me that I should stay on top of my schoolwork and all the other things I'm doing in life, put my full effort into that. And that would make my life a lot better. And also when I was in around second grade, she helped me and helped me with the process of skipping a grade so that I could get ahead in school. And I look back on that now and I see that was very helpful to me.
Right. Because in second grade, because I remember I got the call, she called me at work and she's like, Calvin's teacher wants to have a meeting with me. And I'm like, okay, well, the kid never has any problems and he gets good grades. So I assume you're in trouble. And she's like, no, she wants him to skip a grade. It's the middle of the school year. So you go from second grade to third grade. And we spent a lot of time thinking about that, talking about it, because it was a big deal. We talked to a lot of people and why they wanted you to do it. And you seemed to want to do it. You seemed excited about it. So we made that decision and it was a really good choice, I think. I mean, that's something you're really proud about, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, I've talked to people and I say, you don't understand, Calvin's, that's sort of like his big trophy. He's really proud of doing that. And obviously it's been a success because I think that first report card after you get a B by 1 point, everything else you've gotten A. So the education part hasn't been a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that was a big deal, and I know that's real important to you, and that was a good experience. That was a good choice. So.
Definitely.
Okay, what's the most important lessons you've learned from your mom?
Probably it would just be, like I said before, hard work, staying on top of things, and she just showed me that. She would, even when she came home from work or she was tired, she would always do something for me if I needed help with my work. She would help me with that. And
she still does that, right?
Yeah, she does.
You're saying would, but she still does it. She comes home. We came home from basketball last night. She was proofing your paper for you.
Yeah.
And you know she was not feeling well. So, yeah, she always does that. Yeah, I see that in you. You know, I tell people when we went to school together, your mom was really diligent and determined about her studies. Me, not so much. I could only assume that she would just study like crazy and work real hard and get herself worked up a little bit. But then she always got good grades. And I see that in you. You take it very seriously, which is good. I'm glad you take after her that way, not me. But then you have the results from it. and you're very driven, and I can see that's something you both have in common. So
I get a little stressed out sometimes, but it pays out because I just know, and she's told me this, that if you get a little anxious over it, it just means that you want to do well and that you're willing to work hard to get to where you want to go.
And that's exactly how she's always been. So I can see where you would learn that from her. What's something that you don't like or maybe disagree with your mom about?
Oh, there's some funny things just around the house. She always leaves like clipped out pens, so the pens dry out, and that annoys me. I have to like go around clicking them. And then also in the bathroom, she would always like leave the empty toilet paper roll on the holder and just set a new roll on top of it. So whenever I go in to the bathroom, I always have to change it out. And I get upset at that.
Yeah, well, that's been around. The toilet paper thing has been around since before you came here. It's always been that way in our house. So don't take that personally. Okay, well, take a few minutes and just, what do you want to tell your mom this Mother's Day?
I love you. You're very much appreciated. You mean so much in my life. I promise I don't take you for granted. It's so amazing what you do and what you've shown me, and I thank you and love you for that.
And I just say ditto. You know, I tell everybody how great you are, and I tell Calvin that we're very lucky. I don't know how I got so lucky to get you to be the mom of my son, but I thank God every day, and we love you so much. So, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.